This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas, my guide on cricket. I'm trying to learn cricket very late in life. I'm a senior baseball thinker. Cricket is similar but very different. It's played the way we're watching it now over five tests. Test is sort of like a game, but it can go on all day and then continue the next day. Imagine a baseball game to be continued. In any event, Australia has a very good team that 18 months ago or so defeated England straight sweep in Australia. England made all kinds of excuses about how they weren't allowed to go out at night and drink. Something strange. So Australia now travels to England. And the first two tests went to Australia very easily. England gave up its style called bazball and went back to what Jeremy has characterized as classic cricket. Australia's up two tests to zero. England comes back in the third test and wins easily. So now it's 2-1, and they're still involved in the fourth test being played at Manchester. That's the limits of my analysis, Jeremy. What is the present condition of the English-Australia match?
Well, John, for us, unfortunately, it's not so good. For the English, it's phenomenal. So the score as it stands right now is England has gone into bat second. So what happened, John, was basically Australia went and batted first up. So they scored 317 runs on the board for all 9 or all 10 of their batters out. And then England came into bat. And we thought, you know, 317 is quite a big target for them to chase. But, John, lo and behold, throwing away bazball is like a whole new team now. England made 592 runs to our 317 on their first at-bat. And it's nearly a test record as well. If they had hit the magic number of 600, it almost would have been one of the fastest run rates in history. So what's now happened, John, is we, Australia, have come into bat a second time because we both get two bats. But we've only made 214 runs and we've got 5 of our cricketers out, which means we have 4 more left to bat. We're still only 61 behind that magical 592 number that the English made. But the fact is that we have to not only make that 69 to beat the English on their first bat, we have to then make enough on top of that that the English can't beat us, because once we get out, the English then have 9 batsmen to come up to the crease again, and all they have to do is add more numbers onto the 592 to beat what we only have at the moment is around about 530 to win. So I dare say, John, if the English get us out in the next 4 batsmen before we hit 69, the English win straight away, but I think we'll get 69, maybe around 80. England will come in, and literally in about the first 3 overs, they're going to win this test series. So by this time tomorrow, John, I think, unfortunately, Australia, we're just going to lose. We're not going to make this one.
And that means you go to the fifth test. So it'll be 2-2, and both teams will have won 2 games. England will have the momentum of coming back from being down 2-0. And you tell me that there's unhappiness with the captain. Now, Cummins is a hero, right? Didn't he win that first test all by himself?
Well, John, he was a hero, I guess you could say, up until about 3 days ago. You know, he was our greatest sportsman that ever lived, the best Australian. Then, lo and behold, you lose just one simple test, and he's literally the most hated person in Australia as we speak. There's speculation he's going to resign immediately after this Ashes series. Now the cricket board is calling for his resignation, plus all the fans, but honestly, we're a fickle bunch. Pat Cummins led Australia to 2 victories very quickly on in this series, and it wasn't easy victories as well, despite bazball holding the British back. But you know what? He has, I think, in some ways, let the Australian team relax way too much, basically resting on its laurels for the first parts of both these last tests. And honestly, he's going to have a mountainous challenge ahead of him to win in this fifth test to really beat the English, because the English have come out as late bloomers in this Ashes series. The reality is, once they got rid of the bazball moniker, they are genuinely a good team. So Pat Cummins, the most hated man in Australia, has now got to pull a miracle out and basically somehow beat the English on their home ground when they're playing superbly. So, John, I mean, this is what Ashes is all about. This is the fantastic part about the game. You can be so far ahead and think you're winning, and then it turns around. And you know what? This is going to keep the fans watching to the very last minute, which is what you really want with an Ashes series.
The staff writers, this is Fox Cricket, something that we don't have yet in the U.S. We're looking forward to it so I can learn this fancy language. English journalists have taken Australian skipper Pat Cummins to task, slamming the experienced seamer for his lackluster tactical awareness on day three of the fourth Ashes test. Good heavens. It's wonderful language, Jeremy. So, Cummins is being blamed for it to be 2-2. And Cummins can be the hero of the fifth test, correct? I mean, the team that won the first two is still on the field. And they can give themselves a big talk and come out and beat England, correct? There's nothing stopping them.
No. In fact, John, the only thing that's stopping them is themselves, because we have no significant injuries on the team. We certainly have no players that are really poorly behaving or poorly performing. The reality is they've just got to refine that energy they had in the first test, and they've got to refine it in a way that they can go against a team now, a British team, that is playing classic cricket. So it's back to the long game. It's not trying to basically wear the British out who are trying to play baseball and do this really aggressive style of cricket. They've got to be in for the long haul. And my concern is, though, is that because we had prepared to basically fight baseball, the Australian side may have forgotten a little bit about how to play classic cricket for the long game in some way. So there might be some tactical issues there. And I think that might be where the commentators are saying that Cummins has probably made some serious errors in preparation. But we still have the fifth test to play. Anything can happen. I mean, we've written off the fourth test, but the fifth is still to come. So just watch this space, I guess.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, wintertime, 2023. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.